Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Rebel Room podcast. Ryan Green here, and joined by a very special guest today from the Reno Gazette Journal, Dan Hinksman, a columnist who regularly covers the Nevada Reno Wolfpack. Sorry, we got to refer to him as Reno here, style issue. But Dan, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely.
Well, obviously, UNLV fans have they're using their short-term memory here, and they're remembering the last couple games against UNR. And, of course, last year's just flat-out embarrassing loss for the Rebels. Talk about this UNR team's mindset coming in. Is this a team that is kind of obviously taking it seriously because it's a rivalry game, but are they looking at this like, look, we've basically kicked the crap out of these guys the last couple of years, should be able to do it again?
Well, I think it'd be hard for them not to. You know, they're saying all the right things, and, of course, Chris Ault, who is probably the one person who regards this rivalry the strongest of, you know, anyone in this state, is trying very hard to make sure that they keep their eyes focused and not, you know, not paying attention to the last couple, 3 years. But, you know, they're ranked now. The scores really haven't been that close the last few years. It would be certainly human nature, I think, for them to at least have some degree of, let's go down, take care of business, and move on.
Well, Colin Kaepernick obviously is going to be the center of attention. This guy,
yeah.
You know, not only is he a Heisman candidate, probably early on this year, and he's got some steam behind it, but he's had his way with UNLV the last 2 years. Has he maybe taken a jump to another level this year? It seems like, I mean, he's started really fast this year as opposed to a kind of a slow start last year. What's been the difference for him?
It's been a few things. The biggest thing, I think, is, you know, he's just matured, I think, as a passer, and I believe that's the term that Ault has used. He's become more of a passer and less of a thrower. He's done a much better job with touch and finding those open receivers. And that's the other part of it, is he's got more quality depth at the receiver position. They're trying very hard to bring more balance into the offense. Last year it was about a 2-to-1 run ratio, and I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but I know it's they've certainly thrown the ball more this year. So I think balance is a big part of it, and the fact that, you know, he's just worked with these guys for 3 or 4 years now, and he's just gotten more and more comfortable with the system.
Do you buy him as a legitimate Heisman candidate right now?
Not quite. Is he top 5? No, I don't think so. Top 10, perhaps. You know, I'm not sure, you know, what number we're looking at as far as legitimate Heisman candidate is. Right now, would he be going to New York? No, I don't think so. He's got a lot of games in front of him in which he could, you know, pad some stats, which is what he's going to have to do to get some national attention.
Well, before looking a little closer at this game, you know, down the road, for people up in Reno, is it getting to a point where maybe they're starting to look down the road? Because, you know, the schedule, obviously, they're one of the top teams in that conference, and are people already starting to look forward to Thanksgiving weekend when they're gonna host Boise?
Well, I think so. You know, as soon as they beat Cal, and there was some talk about getting into that top 25 or, you know, that vote area, people started thinking about Boise here, because, you know, Boise's had their number for 7-8 straight years now. And you know, I think it's pretty easy for the fan base here to think, you know, this is our year to beat Boise. The Boise game is here in Reno this year. You know, obviously within the camp itself, they're staying focused on a week-to-week basis, but the fan base, actually some of the fans too, have said, you know, we can't look beyond this week, you know, trying to send that message to the team. But there are certainly people out there who are already looking for that Boise matchup. In fact, we just found out today that it's getting fairly close to a sellout already. So,
wow, impressive. I know if I were a UNR fan, I'd probably be thinking about that game already too.
Yeah, it'd be hard not to.
Yeah.
You know, that's the team that this, you know, that's the one team that's circled on the calendar every year. So it'd be very easy to start thinking about that game.
Well, let's talk about this game. If UNLV is gonna find a way to keep Reno from lighting it up the way they have the last couple of years, you know, outside of Kaepernick, where are kind of the areas you think UNLV is gonna have its focus on?
Well, you know, Cap is he's the main guy. They have to stop him some way. And if it's not running the ball, it's throwing the ball. You know, they've done a little bit more with motion in their offense, which makes it a little more difficult to try to stop this Pistol offense. Obviously, Vitale is a big part of the offense as well. He and Kaepernick are both at 112, 113 yards a game right now. And like I said earlier, they've just got a little more balance in the receiving corps. Rishard Matthews is a JC transfer who's leading the team in receptions right now. Wimberly got off to kind of a slow start. He was the WAC freshman of the year last year. Got off to a slow start after he had his knee scoped during camp. It took him a little while to get into football shape, but he had a good game against BYU last week. Virgil Green's probably one of the top three or four tight ends in the West. They've got plenty of offensive weapons.
As far as the running game goes, you know, last year a name that creeped up on everybody in that game was Mike Ball. Hadn't done a whole lot before that game, and then exploded for, you know, who knows how many yards and five touchdowns. He's not going to be playing this week, obviously, with the suspension. And Lippincott's gone. Outside of Tawa and Kaepernick, is there anyone that UNLV people can expect to maybe see some heavy action in here, and maybe not have quite the Mike Ball performance, but be a guy that could come up and really bite him?
Yeah, I don't think so. Vitale is going to be the main guy. He was against BYU. He got, probably if there were 30 to 32 carries, he had probably 26 or 28 of them. And I would imagine that'd be about the same type of ratio this week. If the game gets out of hand, then, you might see more of Lamford Mark and Courtney Randall. Stephon Jefferson is a redshirt freshman that they like who hasn't seen a whole lot of playing time yet. But Tao is going to be the guy. He's going to be the guy that's going to get the most carries. And if something were to happen where he needed to come out or something like that, then you'd probably see Lamford Mark as the number two guy. And he hasn't had a whole lot of carries this year, but they're pretty deep at the running back position.
One thing that seems to be different with Reno this year is that they appear to be a little more stout on the defensive side of the ball. And, obviously going up to Provo and holding BYU to, 13 points is pretty impressive. Who are kind of the guys that have made a difference on that defense here early in the season?
Well, probably the biggest name on the defensive side so far is James Michael Johnson. He's the middle linebacker. He was an outside backer last year. They moved him to the middle. He's already been named the WAC Defensive Player of the Week twice, including this week for the BYU game. That's saying a lot for a guy who's new to the position. He's obviously the quarterback on the defense, and he didn't need really any time to kind of get used to it, and he's probably only going to get better from that standpoint. Certainly the safety position was a real big question mark coming into this year. They didn't have anybody there with any real experience, but Marlon Johnson, who had the key interception against Cal, and Duke Williams have done a good job solidifying that spot, so it's not nearly the concern I think that we thought it could have been coming into the season. So that's been big for him too.
What do you, obviously UNLV's had a tough start and came out of the shell a little bit. Granted, it was against maybe what could be the worst team in Division I football. does UNLV spark any fear in these guys, or are they pretty much looking at this as a game that they should be able to coast through?
Well, again, it's hard to know what they're really thinking deep down. They're saying all the right things, and, Chris Ault is, beating it into them that this is the first championship game of the year, the state championship for the Fremont Cannon. So it'll be interesting to see how they react. Personally, I think I wouldn't be surprised to see UNLV kind of punch them in the mouth real early and, make this a game. And, I get the feeling that even though they're saying the right things, when you beat the same team 4 or 5 years in a row and it's not really that close, it's very difficult to get up for that game like you would, say, a Boise or a Fresno State.
That's one of the things that I think could be an X factor in this game. The odds makers have set it at about a 3-touchdown line in UNR's favor,
yeah.
But I think a lot of people might be holding off because, look, they've seen how serious Chris Ault is with this rivalry. Nobody quite knows how Bobby Houck is in a rivalry game. He had pretty good success at Montana. I think that could be a pretty good X factor in this one.
Yeah, and I think, the fact that you know, UNLV's been on the bad side of this for five straight years. It's almost a nothing to lose kind of situation from UNLV's standpoint. It's Houck's first year. You know, he's not going to be in trouble if they go 1-10, 1-11 this year. They're, you know, I think they're going to come into this game very loose. You know, maybe even some gadget stuff. Who knows? And I wouldn't be surprised to see him, you know, in the game or even leading the game at halftime or beyond.
Well, before we let you go, Dan, we got to get a prediction from you. It might be a little early in the week, but what's your gut telling you right now?
Yeah, I normally do this towards the end of the week. You know, obviously, I think Nevada's going to win. I would put it probably in the maybe like a 41-31 type of range. I do think it'll be a better game than maybe a lot of people expect.
Well, that's that would certainly make things more interesting because UNLV's losses have all been pretty lopsided. I think people, even if they're going to lose around here, I think people at least want to see them be competitive.
Yeah, understood.
Well, we want to thank Reno Gazette Journal columnist Dan Hinksman for joining us here in the Rebel Room. Dan, thank you very much, and we'll see you down here this weekend.
Sounds good, Ryan. Thanks.
All right, thank you.